Welcome back, children of the revolution, to What You're Not Listening To here on Ace of Spades PDX, via Blueberry Podcasting, or, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. See, I didn't say Spotify this time. RSS feed or download on your Android device. I'm your host, Daddy Ben Bear. I'm also your researcher, your writer, your producer, I'm the webmaster, audio engineer. Hey, it's what we call the DIY. Can you dig it? And if I sound really excited, it's because, oh my God, I've been waiting for so long to do this. November 26 marks the 80th birthday of the one and only Tina Turner. And even though she once sang that we didn't need another hero, she became one to us with her class, grace, positive attitude, and self-confidence, showing us all that there are second acts in American lives. And here on this audio educational and anthology series, we're going to talk about a little story here. This story is the stuff of legend, and has been told in her autobiography, Tina, and in the film, What's Love Got to Do with It? Country girl from rural Tennessee moves to St. Louis, meets pioneering rocker and Svengali Ike Turner, who eventually becomes her very abusive husband. They achieve mainstream success, she leaves him, lives in poverty for a time, and then makes the greatest comeback in music history. Where I'm choosing to begin is at that time and place of her comeback in the mid-1980s. You see, while my teenage peers had never heard of Ms. Turner when she seemingly came out of nowhere in 84, my parents played her records often, and she, along with Ike, was featured regularly on a program that broadcast out of Long Beach State, KLON's Rock and Roll and Rhythm and Blues, which was done live on Sunday mornings. I thought she was a truly amazing singer, and knew nothing of why the duo broke up, that she was even still recording and had been touring for years. I got a copy of her latest release on cassette, Private Dancer, prior to seeing her live for the first time in 1984. Just the year before, she had scored her first top 40 hit in 10 years, a fantastic cover of Al Green's Let's Stay Together. Tina was opening for Lionel Richie at the Forum. By the end of side one, I was blown away. This wasn't the Tina Turner I had heard my parents play at all. Bam! Her latest single, What's Love Got to Do with It, hit number one, her first ever. Then, the album, recorded in just 6 weeks, with a truly low budget, was selling by the truckloads. She was on the charts alongside albums by Bruce Springsteen, Prince and Madonna, Artists in Diapers when Tina started her professional music career. She was always in the media, with reviewers gushing over her left and right. She seemed in charge of her life, calm, happy, and grateful, things I wasn't during that period. And without sounding like I am objectifying her, looked amazing in her trendy, fun clothes, right down to wearing leather miniskirts in her mid-40s. She was totally sexy to this young gay man, so I could only imagine what straight boys my age were thinking. She would go on to deservedly win many awards and even make another film. She had already performed in several concert films and as the Acid Queen and Tommy. She went on to do more albums and even more amazing tours. Let's be honest. You may have gone to see Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome for Mel Gibson, but you definitely walked out talking only about how amazing Tina was. She stole the show with Mick Jagger at the U.S. Concerts for Live Aid. And then her best-selling book came out, and that just cemented it for me. She went through absolute hell and came out with the most amazing outlook on life. Neither bitter nor bitchy, but with the mindset no matter what, and F. Scott Fitzgerald be damned, there are second acts in American lives. Tina Turner would probably be the last person ever to say that she was a role model or a beacon of hope. But to so many of us, she was and is. She is the ultimate online meme about believing in yourself, age is just a number, and that honest hard work pays off. Happy birthday, Miss Turner. I hope it is all you wish it to be, and thank you for being Tina. This anthology proves that a good singer can sing one kind of song to one kind of audience. Tina Turner could sing anything to anyone and pull it off in ways that make many of today's hitmakers look one-dimensional by comparison. I am dedicating this program to Mr. Gene Romaine of Seattle, Washington, another person I greatly admire who also seems to possess all the same fantastic traits of Miss Turner, right down to the sexy. I don't know about him, the leather miniskirts thing, but hey, I'm sure he could rock run without any issue. Mr. Romaine occasionally posts about Tina online from time to time, and he absolutely gushes about her. When I see these posts from him, it makes my day a whole lot brighter. I hope this program does the same for you, sir. And, you know, there's a lot of people who try to put epithets on, you know, people, and some of them are so well-known, it's ridiculous, right? Queen of Soul, we all know that is Aretha. You know, the Godfather of Soul, that is the only, there's only one, that's James Brown. And a lot of people try to lay this thing on Tina, you know, about she's the queen of rock and roll. I'm like, stop. Stop. Children of the revolution, you need to stop. I know where you're trying to get to. I get what you're trying to do. But there's only one way. Only one way I could introduce this show. So I need to know. Ears up. All right, pay attention. Pay attention, kids. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? I am asking you, children of the revolution, are you ready? The eighth wonder of the world, Tina Turner. Shit, my headphones just flew off. This bold soul sister from the 90s. 69, we'll see you at the half hour mark.
Stuff crazy me. I'm a bold soul sister, DSS. How? Sock it to the biscuit. Bring it on down to the boat. Clean the dick box and have it back. Thank you.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll.
Rusted. I can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're fucking up and a mosquito tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weevers. Same old game, you never change. Always rapping about the same old thing.
Blowing minds is the thing of the past. You blew your chance. That's why it never lasts. You wanna be a graduated lover, but in reality you're just another brother.
You think you're slick, but you can stand a little greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. I can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weevers.
yourself up on a big stool. Nothing worse than an educated fool. Talking sex is your favorite conversation, but peace and love is the thing this generation.
What's in your head has really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. You're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of a weaver. Same old thing, you never change. Always laughing about the same old thing. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. I know you're a gamester.
Turner, come together on the new album for Liberty Records. Come together. A furious soul turn on, spreading blues, rock and gospel, wildness from the deepest soul. Featuring come together. Honky tonk women, too much woman. It ain't right. Another sensational sounds.
Come together.
If you can listen to this album and keep together, you're out of it, baby.
Oh, to me. Why can't you be good to me? Why can't you be good to me? Why can't you be good to me? Be good. Good to me. Be good to me. 'Cause I don't have a use for what you lose and call the truth. And I don't have the time for your overloaded life. So you better be good to me. Yeah, you better be good. Better be good to me. Better be good. 'Cause I don't have the time for your overloaded life. And I don't have no use for what you loosely call the truth. And you better be good to me. Be good to me.
Child. Damn. I hope you're ready for the next part of this. Hey. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. on the audio educational and anthology series, What You're Not Listening To. And we are celebrating the 80th birthday of the eighth wonder of the world, the Lady Tina Turner. Let me get right into this so we can get into the next section, shall we? Kicked it all off for the song that, one of the few songs, actually, that Ike and Tina wrote together. From the album Hunter, 1969's Bold Soul Sister. After that, 30 years later, from the album 24/7, the title track to that. And kind of a throwback 60s groove there. Well, hey, you know, you were one of the people who helped define the damn decade. Why not, right? After that, it was considered by many music historians to be one of the greatest singles of all time. I'm not here to argue this one, all right? A mono version, of course, of River Deep, Mountain High, from 1966. Now, technically, that's Ike and Tina Turner, but no, it's not. See, Phil Spector, the man who produced this record, and by the way, was the person who accepted their award when they were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 91, didn't want Ike around. And you know what? Hey, there you go. After that was, you know, and when we talk about singles, most people only think about A-sides. I'm always thinking about the A and the B side as a complete fun thing, beautiful thing. And as far as R&B is concerned, this may be the greatest R&B 45 of all time. Funkier than Mosquito's Tweeter from 1970, originally from the album Working Together. It was the B side to Proud Mary. And Funkier than Mosquito's Tweeter was written by the one and only Tina Turner. After that was a demo version of Games from 1983 from the box set, the collected recording 60s to 90s, and was originally supposed to appear on the Private Dancer album, but did not for some reason. That's a shame because I'm sure it would have been amazing. And for you old queens out there, you know who you is. And you know that was originally by Cher from the album I Paralyze. And then following that was an absolutely over-the-top and hilarious Liberty Records advertisement for the album Come Together. Yes. You're out of it, baby. And after that was a track from the album that the announcer actually mentions in the ad, Too Much Woman for a Henpicked Man, from 1970, from the album Come Together. And the song we just heard, oh, what else? Second top 10 solo hit by the lady, Miss T. Turner, from the album Private Dancer. That was the full-length album version of Better Be Good to Me. And we're going to be kicking off our second part here. Now, most of you don't know because, you know, after Proud Mary, Nubbush, Tennessee Limits, most of you kind of just didn't know what the hell happened to Tina. Well, she was recording a whole lot of stuff, including her first country album in 1974, which she was nominated for a Grammy Award. And this was a country record. Yes, Tina Turner's first solo record was a country album. And that happened. It's a fantastic one. From 1974, Tina turns the country on. This is some country blues from her Bayou Song. We'll see you just before the grand finale.
See how it's sitting. reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and every shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, you do what I please. Golden eye, no time for sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. You'll never know how I watched you from the shadows as a child. Girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, take him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know the shadows as a child. You never know how it feels to get so close and be denied.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way that things might have been. Big win. Keep on burning, and we're rolling.
And I popped a lot of tang down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen.
Know the
big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the primary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
I keep on telling you, I know it's gonna work out. day.
Yes, those were the good old days.
The thriller.
The killer, honey.
The ever-ready loving man.
That's me.
Oh, yeah. A whole lot of girls used to be your speed. But now, pretty daddy, I'm all you need. Oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I know it's gonna work out fine.
It's gonna work out.
I'm
not
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to the audio anthology and an educational series, What You're Not Listening To, here on Ace of Spades PDX via Blueberry Podcasting. And I'm your host, engineer, writer, whatever, Ben Brown Jr. We're doing it here on the edge of my bed. I don't even have a studio or a chair. And the table that my laptop sits on, you know, let me just throw this at you. I'm doing this whole show with a cell phone, a pair of headphones, a laptop and a library card. I don't even have an office. I don't have a chair. I'm sitting on the edge of my bed right now. And the table that my laptop sits on, my baby boy, Ron, and we're going to talk about him in just a minute. He found this near the trash area of his late mother Phyllis's apartment building in the hallway. Brought it all the way over on the Max and the bus, right? A table. I can't even make this up, just so I could have it for the show. And there you go. Let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our show. Yeah. From the album Tina Turns the Country On, Bayou Song from 1974. After that was Typical Male from 1986. This is Break Every Rule, fantastic mid-80s, synth-pop gem there. And from the Live at the London Apollo concert film, The Wild Lady of Rock, that was The Bitch's Back, the Elton John cover. After that was the title track from the album Goldeneye, the James Bond film that brought Pierce Brosnan to the fold, 1995. Very, very sultry, don't you think? And of course, the first Grammy Award that Miss Turner would ever win, it was with Ike. From the album Working Together from 1970, huge hit in 1971, Proud Mary. After that, a personal favorite of mine that I used to hear all the time on KLON, Rock and Roll and Rhythm and Blues, and they would also play Ike and Tina songs on the show. They would follow that with Mary Probst, that would come on after, Preaching the Blues. It's Gonna Work Out Fine from 1961, from Ike and Tina Turner's Kings of Rhythm Dance album. And the song we just heard, Steamy Windows. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. From 1989's Foreign Affair. And I know we've been having a good time. But there's a few truths we need to lay on here because this is an educational show. Of course, it isn't hard to imagine that Tina Turner was, Andrew's ancestry was of slaves. And for those of you who know me, I'm in a polyamorous relationship. And my husband, Travis, is 59, disabled. And my leather boy, Ron, is also disabled. He's 73. I'm retired. His grandparents were slaves. His birth certificate says that he was colored. I want you to think about that for just a damn moment. And this is important. Think about your grandparents, Children of the Revolution, especially you young people who might be listening. Imagine your grandpa or grandma in chains, under the whip, being abused, being violated, being treated worse than animals. It's that close. My little boy's grandparents were slaves. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is because our last track of the show is a well-known Negro spiritual. And that's exactly how they're known as, is Negro spirituals. Music born of the suffering of slaves, which ironically has given us the greatest music of the 20th and 21st century. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, or requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line at here at the podcast page or at daddybenbearer@gmail.com. And for my money, most of you have never heard this, but for my money, this may be the single greatest recording Tina Turner has ever made, because you can just feel it. From the album Out of Season from 1968, Ike and Tina Turner, the classic Negro spiritual, I'm a Motherless Child and Love to You All.
Mm-hmm. sometimes I'm tossed and driven, Lord. Sometimes I don't know where to go. Won't own me, so I'll try to make heaven my home. Talking about a child that do love Jesus, here is one, here is one. You're talking about a child that do love Jesus. Here is one. Talking about a child that do love Jesus. Talking about a child that do try to make heaven.